this stuff.
Is there any questions?
I have a question. Kamsa's attitude, he's a demon. And when a daughter is born, he first changes his mind. Throughout the stories, Kamsa changes his mind several times, back and forth. Similarly, Vasudev, when Kamsa is favorable towards him, and also Yasoda, they both change and excuse their brother and brother-in-law. How is this similarity, the change of attitude? They excuse Kamsa. Gave him when Kamsa decided not to kill the daughter.
No.
The devotee.
He killed the daughter.
Yes.
And the daughter asleep. Appeared in the sky. Could not kill the daughter. He attempted, but he could not.
Kamsa, was he aware all of this time that he was a devotee? Even then? Was he aware this entire time that he was a devotee? He said that, I remember reading that he was a devotee.
Whatever he might be, nobody remembers what he was in his past life.
Was the
female child?
No.
No. Durga. She was Bhadra, not Subhadra. Bhadra is material energy. And Subhadra is spiritual energy.
Why did the demons come to harass the saintly persons and shorten the duration of life?
Is that the truth that's going out?
Why did the demons come to harass the saintly persons?
Answer. Answer this question, anyone?
The glories, all of Krishna's pastimes, they are such that...
His question is divine.
What is...
Why do demons come to harass the same person?
Which, in what relationship? Where? I'm not sure what it means. Yes, that's the purpose.
Why?
That
This material world, there are demons, and then there are saintly persons. This is the nature of the material world, and Krishna comes. We are demons when we forget Krishna. And that's their job.
Demons means who harass saintly persons. That is the definition of demons. Demons mean one who harasses saintly persons and who does not believe in God. This is the definition of demons. So there is a class of men always who do not like saintly persons and do not believe in God. So they are demons. There are two kinds of men, Daiva Asura, demon and demigod. Vishnu Bhakta Bhave Daiva Asura Sthav Viparja. Those are devotees of the Lord, they are called demigods. And those who are opposite number, they are called demons. World is full of demons. Still there are this little percentage of devotees. Otherwise, this material world is full of demons. Demons means who harasses devotees. That is, anyone who harasses devotees, he is a demon.
Is Rohini a wife of Vasudev?
Krishna, Balaram and Subhadra, there are different mothers, father one.
Papa, since the birth of Krishna, in the past few thousand years, there are many stories about different people in Greek story, in literature, even the birth of Moses, which exemplify in some way or another stories of Krishna. Is there any relation?
Yes, they have taken all these stories from Purana. After all, these systems, Greek civilization, they are within 3,000 years.
Yes.
Krishna's time is 5,000. So there is possibility of taking the story from Krishna's life. The word Christo is there in Greek dictionary. Christo. And the meaning is anointed face or something. So Krishna was known. And from Christo, the word Christ has come. That is explained in the Aquarian
Gospel.
No, it appears that Krishna was known formally all over the world. The Vedic system was correct, so Krishna was known.
Before Lord Chaitanya, for instance, in the period after Krishna's birth up until the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, what was the bona fide method for?
Satatam kirtayantam maam. Find out.
Satatam kirtayantam maam. Satatam tashtra vidavataha. Namasyantas chamam bhaktya nitya jukta upasate. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion.
So, chanting long before Krishna.
Lord Chaitanya, so it wasn't very widely known. Is that what you mean?
It was known, but he specifically propagated. The acharya never introduced anything new. It is already there, but according to time, they take up the, just like doctor, a doctor, medical practitioner, he knows many medicines, but for a particular type of patient, he prescribes a medicine. It is not that the new medicine is invented for him. It is already there in the stock. But the experienced physician knows what kind of medicine will be suitable for this patient. So he gives them. It is like this. Kalau nasteva 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 gatiratna. Ha! There is no other alternative. That means there are other alternatives, but they are not active. So all these methods are already there. But this chanting method is specially suitable for this time. That is the special introduction of Chaitanya.
When did Narada Muni come with the Hare Krishna mantra to this planet? And how is that with...
What?
When Narada Muni came to this planet and he introduced the Hare Krishna mantra.
I say there is no question of introduction.
It's
already there.
It's always...
All of them. Satatang Kirtana. When Krishna says Satatang, Satatang means always. That is the meaning of Satatang.
Always.
Always. Just like the sun is always there in the sky, but it appears in the morning. It is not that morning creates a sun. The sun is already there. You will see in the morning. There's
so the Hare Krishna mantra isn't new. Is it new to us as living entities?
What?
Is it new to us as living entities?
New? No.
But we have known it always.
Not, it is always existing. That I have explained. Nothing is new.
For us as well, we knew it. We knew the Hare Krishna mantra.
That is up to you. How can I say? So many things there are. Whether you knew or not know, how can I say?
Talking to Nanda Maharaj, he said, we're like seaweed. We come together, they come together in the ocean, and then we become separated after a while. So in Krishna consciousness, sometimes it is said that we are packed up tight in Krishna consciousness. But these other
That example is for material world. In the material world, just like we are assembled here, every one of us had our father, mother, family. But where are those families? Just like my family there in India, your family somewhere. So we are scattered. So that example is given. Just like in the river, some straws gathered together. Again, another wave comes and it all scatters. So we are similarly in the ocean of time. We are simply gathering and so dispersing.
In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a very beautiful example. As by the sweet will of the player, the playthings are put together and again dispersed. Again, by the sweet will of the Lord.
Example. Nothing is settled up here in this material world. But spiritual world, everything is settled.
This is very much like Muslim countries. In the Muslim countries, they keep some water because Hazrat Muhammad said that if water is this long or this wide, it's clean. So they do not understand. They keep that much water in their homes and they think it's clean, and they always bathe in it, and it stinks, it smells, but they still think it is clean, because Muhammad said that much water is clean, purifying. Like in every home in Iran and in Muslim countries, they have a little water like this, which is green and smelling, and they go and drink it.
Rotten water they drink?
Yes, because in the Quran, Muhammad says, because in Arabia there was no water. So Muhammad explained that if you come across some water which is this big, you should take a bath, it's cleansing. Because the Arabs used to take no bath. So Muhammad encouraged taking baths and cleanliness to his disciples. But now, today's disciples don't understand that. There is plenty of water, but they keep some water in their home like that, just to take bath, and it smells. But they wouldn't, they would consider non-believers dirty. If you come to their home, they would want you to wash in there first, if you don't believe in.
What is their attitude?
Chant Hare Krishna.
Then they're not Christians.
Yeah. But they say, you know, say, oh, I'm already Christian. I already have my religion. How is it that we can still become...
Let them know that we're not against their religion, or that we're not Christian. Tell them, yes, that's good, but your love of God can always increase. You know?
The fact
don't need to scare them away by making them think we're of another team. You know? There's no set way you're gonna do it. You gotta just use your intelligence with each case. Each person's different. But just don't scare them. Try to get them to come, you know, eat prasad.
But factually, we are the only Christians. They're not Christian. Because they
right.
do not
That's
love Christ.
That's what we have to understand.
And we have to show them.
We have to actually understand that they are not actually Christians. If we think that they are Christians, see, then we're falling into their illusion. They're thinking that they're Christians, but actually, the real meaning of Christian means one who is serving God. He's christened. He's a medium.
He's just according to that Aquarian gospel. Christian means Christian. Real Christian means Christian. Not Christian, but Christian. They are Christian, real Christian. Actually, Christian is a diverted word from Christian. This is the fact. Christian, by perverted form, is Christian. There is authority in it. Aquarian gospel. Actually, we are the original word is Christian. Or Christian, Christoian, or Christo. The word is coming.
Yes.
Christ has come from the word Christo. And Christo is a perverted word of Krishna. So, actually, the word is coming from Christo, and Christo is Krishna. Even in India, still, Krishna, one's name is Krishna, is called Christo. My younger brother was named Krishna. So you are calling him Christo, Christo. That is common. So, from Christo, Christ has come. Christo. From Christo, Christo, from Christo, Christian.
Under the heading of Christian, there are still the two classes of men, demons and devotees. So anyone who's actually sincere about learning to love God, if we simply present Krishna consciousness to them, and they'll take it eventually. And if they're a demon, then they won't take it, and we must avoid them. If somebody's so demoniac that when we preach to them, they won't accept, then we just have to move on. But if someone is really sincerely trying to follow Lord Jesus, then there won't be anything he can do but come.
Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada are so merciful that they have picked up many demons, made devotees.
Also possible, but...
Krishna to Mother Soda's house. Why didn't he recognize to Mother Soda about the change of the child, two children?
She was sleeping. He did not
understand. Is there any other?
Your answer is there. And he stated that out of child labor, she was fatigued and she was sleeping. So she simply changed. Sometimes in hospitals they change. You know that? In hospitals many babies are born. Doctors take pride. They change. Male child is a female. One was given male child and by three they change.
Is that, do you mean India or America or where?
In India. In America, maybe. So this male child, female child changing is a long practice. childhood pastime of all parents. It is very pleasing. So, Mother Yashoda was fortunate that she could enjoy the childhood pastimes of Krishna. Whereas Devaki, although Krishna was her real son, she could not enjoy. Therefore, Mother Yashoda is considered more fortunate.